Hi, I'm Matt Stansbury. I'm here with searchdatacenter.com with Pitt Turner from Computer Site Engineering and the Uptime Institute. We're at the Uptime Institute Data Center Design Show at 2007, and Pitt's going to talk a little bit about the difference between sensible cooling and latent cooling in the data center. It was something he talked about today during the presentation. So, Pitt, can you tell me a little bit about the difference between those two cooling strategies?
Sure, Matt. Sensible cooling is, you might say, cooling that changes the temperature of the air. And in a data center, that's all that you need to do is just change the temperature of the air. But a lot of other kinds of cooling, specifically latent cooling, are often involved. Latent cooling is taking the moisture out of the air. And when you have a gymnasium, for example, where people sweat, or even an office building where people will respire, you have to remove that moisture from the air in order to keep the air feeling comfortable to the occupants or the tenants of the space. We joke that computers don't sweat, so there's no need to remove the air from a data center, although we find a lot of designs use colder chilled water temperatures that are more commonly found in an office building, so they force the system into dehumidification, and it really costs a tremendous amount of money for the owner of the data center to do that when they really don't need to. You know, kind of the soundbite might be, if you're using chilled water temperature that's too cold, you are paying to do something twice. You shouldn't have to do it all. And that is take the moisture out of the air and then add the moisture back into the air so you can maintain a stable environment for the computers. So what we find is office buildings and gymnasiums and so on do a degree of latent cooling, and that's necessary and appropriate, but it's not applicable to a data center.
Great. Thanks, Pitt. Appreciate it.